First off, what is the biggest threat facing Aussie sea lions?
I think there's a lot of threats facing the Australian sea lion. Historically, it was commercial hunting, which obviously has now ceased. But there's still a lot of threats in terms of things like interactions with fisheries, habitat degradation. We don't often think about the oceans being degraded, but I guess it's less visible to us than it is to habitat degradation land. Things like human disturbance, disease, which is what we're particularly looking at, and things like pollution and oil spills and climate change.
Wow, so a lot of things affecting the population.
A lot of threats, yes.
So I believe that some of the lion population suffer from hookworm. What are the effects of hookworm, and if you could explain that for us as well?
So hookworm is they're worms about 2.5 centimetres long, and basically what they do is they get into the small intestine of the puppies, and they attach to the mucosa of that small intestine, and they basically cause hemorrhage. And not only do they cause hemorrhage, so loss of blood into the lumen of that intestine, they also cause a lot of damage to the wall, and that stops the puppies from absorbing nutrients correctly. So basically what happens is the pups get anemic, so they become really weak and lethargic. They lose a lot of nutrients, they lose weight, and unfortunately that also makes them more vulnerable to trauma from other animals, which is quite a common cause of mortality in these pups.
Oh, wow, so that I can't imagine that would be good for anyone.
No, it's not good. And the difficult thing is that it's seen in 100% of pups. So hookworm is highly prevalent, and the Australian sea lion is particularly affected by quite a pathogenic hookworm, which means the disease that they get from it is quite serious.
Wow, some very, very hard stuff there. I guess with that being said, what are some of the treatments being employed to combat this parasite?
So one of the great things about hookworm is that we do have a lot of drugs that can actually treat it and eradicate it from animals. We're basically at the moment trialling a topical trial using a drug called ivermectin. And basically what we're doing is applying a small amount of ivermectin on the back of the puppy's neck. It's not an injection, it's like putting a top spot on your dog or cat to get rid of intestinal worms. And we're using that treatment to try to develop a minimally invasive way of treating pups for hookworm disease.
So has it been successful so far?
So we've done trials in the past, sort of pilot trials at different sites. I guess the key thing about this particular trial that we're doing now is that the aim is to do not just short-term follow-up of the success of the trial, but also longer-term follow-up. So what we really need to know is, if we do get rid of hookworm in individual animals, how does that affect their growth? How does it affect their sort of fitness as they get older? And does that actually translate to increased survival in these animals? Because one of the main problems is that the Australian sea lion is declining, and particularly at the site we're working at, Seal Bay on Kangaroo Island, it is a declining population. And what we need to know is, if doing this treatment intervention, whether it actually translates to improved survival and to more animals getting to that breeding age. So far the results are very promising. We've shown really high effectiveness of the drug. So it's quite novel to apply a topical drug to an aquatic mammal, as you can imagine. But the pups that we are treating are quite young, and they're not actually going into the water at that stage. So we're pretty happy that they're getting the right dose. And we are seeing some promising results in terms of improved length, improved growth in weight, and also good indicators that the blood parameters are improved. So it's looking good so far, but we do have quite a long way to go in terms of analysing this data.
Well, it's great to know that there is some sort of positive solution that's come out of this
work. Yes, hopefully. And hopefully if we can develop a sort of really minimally invasive way of applying this drug, that if it is necessary to treat animals, on a larger scale, that we do actually have a formulation and a way of administering it that is relatively non-invasive.
Yeah, definitely. It makes it that much easier to treat.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you hopeful, I guess, just finishing up for the species?
That's a tough one. I think these animals face a lot of different threats, and it's got some really weird biological and reproductive strategies that don't bode well for an animal that is declining. But certainly there's a lot being done in terms of marine parks in South Australia to try to reduce bycatch and mortality associated with interactions. Certainly treating the animals with hookworm, with ivermectin, sorry, for hookworm treatment, hopefully will be a real positive for the species. And the most important thing, I guess, is that the monitoring of the populations is being done very, very well by the South Australian government. And so at least we have a really good idea of what is actually happening to the population. And when we know that, then any interventions that we do can be sort of judged against how that population is going. So I'm positive in that there's a lot of action at the moment trying to do something for this species. But, you know, in the context of what you were talking about in your introduction, it is a difficult time for native species.
Yeah, definitely. I guess something we're going to have to hope for and pray on the research that you've been doing. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Dr. Rachel Gray.
You're very welcome. Thank you.